This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellance, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's Technology Council Conference and CUNA's Operations and Member Experience Council Conference as well, all here under one roof in Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who we have here in the studio lounge, Trellance's very own Josh Bullander. Josh, how are you, sir?
Great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. We're starting out bright and early here on a Friday morning.
Very early.
I know it is right here. I think the sun just came up. So, no, this is great stuff. So, appreciate you coming by at this early hour. And we're not in the last day. We're almost in the last day.
True.
Almost in the home stretch. So how's the conference been for you overall so far?
It's been great. It's been great to get to meet everybody and see a lot of the folks that we haven't seen for a couple years.
Right on. Anything stand out for you so far? We had the speed rounds yesterday and some awards last night. So
all the speed rounds were great to see, kind of all the little snippets of everybody. One of the topics I see keep coming up is like predictive analytics with like machine learning and artificial intelligence. That's been something big and something that we're really focused on as well. So it's nice to fit into that narrative.
Yeah, I'm super fascinated with predictive analytics. And the gentleman with his radio walking by, if you notice that. But we got you. No, there's a lot of commotion going on here. And boy, that guy has his radio turned up really loud. So anywho, so I am eternally fascinated with predictive analytics and how it really kind of gets ahead of what you want to do and really kind of keeps the member, their interest on the forefront, right? So it's really cool. And you guys are doing a great job of that at Trellance. So the topic at hand here today is at four key pillars to your data journey. So you want to go through those real quickly here?
The way we look at it is you kind of have those four pillars. You know, first there's data management, and then you get a little bit into the descriptive analytics, and then you start moving a little bit more into the predictive analytics and then prescriptive analytics. So getting a hold of your data, being able to manage that, being able to bring it into one source so you kind of have that full view of the member is where it starts. And then you can go through and start up with the descriptive, so you get all the trending, all the information about your members, your loans, your lending program, everything that you can kind of work through from there to make those smart decisions. And then start getting more into the predictive side of things where we're leveraging that machine learning, help you identify what the next best products are you want to offer out to your members, what their attrition looks like, so you can help predict and identify which members might be leaving the credit union so you can take action on
it. Exactly.
And then we're also rolling out some new models that we're really excited about. So member lifetime value, as well as a next best action model. So really kind of taking it to that next level and meeting the needs of our clients.
Things you can do with data today. My gosh, were we talking about this stuff like, 5-10 years ago?
It's pretty crazy how quickly it changes.
And who knows what's going to happen next year. So what's the significance of this for credit? Is it really kind of getting almost to the end marketing, or not say marketing, but targeting almost to the individual member now?
Correct. Making it a very personalized experience for the member. So how can the credit union now, instead of just doing kind of a whole shotgun approach to getting the information out to everybody, they can now have a very specific target, and they can now hit those members with the information that they need and the products that they're looking for, and not just a bunch of spam, essentially.
Exactly. And I learned a new term this year. It may not be new to you, but it's new to me. It's a term that's called show me, you know me. And I think this type of stuff, what you're talking about, really exemplifies that. So, because all this data, you get to know the member, and then you send them, all these offers and things like that, and the member's like, hey, wow, my credit really knows me intimately almost, So it's pretty cool. So the loyalty, the trust, all that type of stuff goes through the roof, right?
Correct. Yeah. And you can just, again, be smarter in all of your actions and, again, get the member to see that you understand them and you're there to help them.
Yep. Yeah, I know when my credit union sends me stuff, they get it as well. Mm-hmm. Their timing, it's almost, I want to say it's creepy in a way, but it's the borderline there. I was like, oh my gosh, I was just kind of thinking about that type of thing. So it's pretty cool. So I really enjoy this type of stuff. And you also, guys, also have a white paper coming out too, how to build your data maturity action plan.
Correct.
You want to give a quick overview on that too?
So that's getting ready to come out in October.
Okay.
And the quick synopsis of it is it's really going through what we've learned with working with all of our clients, what are some of the pitfalls that you may encounter, mm-hmm. and how you can avoid them or mm-hmm. get through them very quickly mm-hmm. To be able to implement that data plan. So whether you want to jump straight to predictive analytics right. or you want to start with kind of more of the trend lines or mm-hmm. even start with some of the prescriptive mm-hmm. Where you're helping improve your card program mm-hmm. utilization. Mm-hmm. So it's really all about how to help the credit unions get in and start making data that key point of their business plans and their strategy.
Yeah, because a lot of this is still pretty new to credit unions, right?
It is.
So they kind of, I want to say they need some hand-holding, but a little bit of direction to get them started right?
Correct. And one of the things that we see is a lot of the credit unions want to go down this path if they haven't already started, and they're a little bit overwhelmed with how to get started. And so we try to make that easy. We have about 50 pre-built dashboards.
Oh, really?
So they can just come in, we can get them up and running, and they can start leveraging those dashboards mm-hmm. pretty much immediately. Yeah. So it's a great quick win for mm-hmm. them as well.
Yeah, it gets them up to speed pretty quickly,
yes.
which is what we need to today because everything's moving so fast. By the time this interview was over, Josh, something major will have happened, especially
sure
in the data
has.
World. So yeah, so good stuff. Anything else to add here? I mean, I know we're just scratching the surface here, but any final thoughts here?
I would say just with Trellence, one of the things that we've been able to add this year is a new kind of line of business, if you will, around talent solutions. Mm-hmm. So we found a lot of credit unions we work with have a hard time finding talent in their areas, or it's extremely overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a whole talent division now that's available to help credit unions fill some of those key roles in their world. It's not just limited to data analytics mm-hmm. or data analyst type positions. Mm-hmm. We have a lot that are available, and we're here to try to help the credit unions and make their lives as easy as possible. So we have both onshore and offshore resources they can take advantage of.
So you guys kind of have this crew that will kind of fill in or come on in and help out the credit unions when they need those specific
Correct.
Resources.
They just have a small short project, but they need some expertise mm-hmm. on the core platform. Maybe they have a longer term project. Mm-hmm. So we've had people use us for a quick 10-hour project, all the way up to where people have been working with them for a couple of years now, and they keep renewing and rolling over. So it's really a kind of a one size fits all. Let us know what we can do, mm-hmm. and we'll customize the solution for you.
Yeah, I would think that would be ideal for like the smaller or mid-sized credit unions
Correct.
Who may not have the resources that the bigger folks do.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'd be perfect for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to get them up to speed as well. So and then once they get rolling, then who knows? Sky's the limit for these folks. So
exactly.
Alrighty, Josh. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much for stopping by today and appreciate this information. And again, it's amazing what we're doing with data today. It's just, and you guys are right there on the forefront. So keep up the good work, sir. Alrighty?
Thanks.
All right,
appreciate
Josh.
The time, Mike.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Peer IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.